Good morning, it's Saturday. It's a very sunny day in Cork and I'm at a public swimming pool or at a public leisure centre where my daughter is having a swimming lesson. I'm just going to go outside to talk to you about an idea. Robert, the great Robert on Audio Boo, RJNet, has come up with an idea which he's floated. And to be truthful, I've only heard about the idea in a direct message from him. So I haven't listened to his more elaborate exposition of the idea. And in a nutshell, the idea is that it might be possible to record a minute of time all over the world on the same day and in some way gather a community of people around as makers of sound or as listeners of sound. A moment in time, a minute in time. I think he calls it a minute, and I'll add the hashtag a minute to this. And he's asked me what I think of the idea. And first of all, I'm flattered to be asked what I think of the idea. I mean, I like being asked what I think of ideas, but I love this idea. I really love the idea. I love the idea that, because I am a natural... I'm a trained sociologist. I'm a professionally trained sociologist, if you like. But I'm a kind of a natural anthropologist. And to me, this is about the anthropology of being human. That there would be recorded in sound a minute all over the world. And, you know, I'm very conscious that we live in different time zones. So, you know, I'm imagining at the end of it all, you know, the first minute coming in from the New Zealanders or wherever is the furthest reach out that way, and the last minute in the day coming from Hawaii, or I may have missed whatever is that place in the world that shifted from one time zone to another. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, I'm coming back to the point in my own way very slowly, which is a minute in time. However, I do think that this is such a good idea that it's important not to waste it by simply making it a one-off piece of activity that is nice, and the next minute we'll go on to something else. And for that reason, I think that it would be a great advantage to link the one-minute project to a cause, a higher cause, something that would leave, possibly act as a catalyst for the future. So it's the 1 minute in sound at a unique point in the history of humankind actually is the butterfly which flaps its wings and causes something to happen on the other side. So I'm thinking to myself, what could be the cause for which this is done? I mean, it's exciting, it's attractive, it's got a certain type of interest for me at the moment. But it's not enough. I'm not interested enough in it yet. And that's the challenge I'm sharing, really, which is, can we come up with a reason why we would do this, other than the fact that it's never been done before and it's exciting and it's innovative and it's of anthropological interest in the broadest sense. But could we link it to a cause? I give you, for example, a make-up one. Imagine that everybody in the whole world dwelled on a particular topic for 1 minute, a particular topic, and contributed their audio in some way, as creatively or as ingeniously as they like, on that particular topic. It could be the eradication of mosquitoes, you know, getting rid of mosquitoes all over the world, and we link in with Bill Gates's project and whatever. But it's all, you know, obviously that's to do with malaria, right? But we focus on, you know, what mosquitoes mean to us, what we think of mosquitoes, and we do it all in that. Now, I only picked that at random. I mean, it could as easily be homelessness. It could easily be, but something, some cause for which this is being done, right? So that it isn't purely for the gratification, edification and amusement of the participants or even of those who just listen in, because that's too ephemeral to waste a really good idea. So a moment in time, in history, in the universe, in the Milky Way, or whatever, however we stretch the thing and flex it and project it, that's being done for a good reason, one that we'd be proud of and one that we could leave to our children after us. That's my first thoughts. That's just an early Saturday morning in the sun, immediate reaction to the direct message from Robert or Jeanette. I presume that I'll have lots of other ideas after I listen to the full one. But at this point in time, I'm more kind of just doing what Robert asked me to do, which was, you know, not reply to him privately, but put it on the table publicly, what I think about this. But the other thing I think about this is, by the way, one last thing is that, for goodness sake, if we're going to do it at all, let's do it properly. In other words, let's not rush into doing it before Christmas or something like that. Let's have the ideas. Let's get the, in my previous experience, this is a collaboration. So we need to find collaborators, not just people who think it's a good idea. We need to find people who actually love collaborating to cause change, because this should be done for the sake of changing the world for the better, in my humble opinion. Bye-bye.